You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I'm John Batchelor with Simon Constable in the south of France in paradise, but we're reflecting upon the troubles in Parliament. Simon's Great Britain is profoundly stopped up because the overwhelming Labour majority can't do anything. They've got a leader who's unpopular, really unpopular. They want to replace him. Now, I don't have all the mechanisms, so I'm just going to speak of the candidates. A man named Burnham is the Lord Mayor of Manchester. And he was in Parliament. He's relatively young. And the Labour people like him a lot. Let's talk about what he's been doing since he left Parliament. What does Manchester represent in England? Is it important? Is it a big city? What does it look like?
It is a big city. It's the third largest one in England. And you could probably add in Wales there, England and Wales. It's big. It's got two fantastic football clubs, which is Manchester United and Manchester City, and they're both well followed. There's also great universities there. This is a city that has really grown massively in the 19th century. It put in those universities where there were no universities before. You've got a lot of people going there to learn about science, and there's a lot of scientific experts coming out of there. And it's considered to be a very good place to live in general. Of course, there are exceptions, but it's very good in general. And, he's down there on the front line trying to make it even better, which is the role of any politician leading a council or leading an area where you've got like a country.
So he's a Labour Lord Mayor and he's Labour Party. Is he associated with what we call progressive? Is he left of center, very left of center? Does he have a profile in any fashion?
Well, I'd be surprised if he was very left wing. I'm not sure about this, but I'd be very surprised if he was, because when you're dealing with an entire city the size of Manchester, which is big for Britain, you've got to be pragmatic and you've got to keep the business people happy. You've got to keep the schools well funded. You got to do all of that, and that needs to keep going on, and that requires you not having dreams that the very left wing often have, which are completely untenable.
And Simon, there's another candidate mentioned often in the news, the member of parliament called Rayner, who is said to be very left of center, is under investigation for tax irregularities. And is popular in the Labour Party. She was Deputy Prime Minister before she stepped down because of the investigation. How would you characterize her presence, her political ideology, given that she is Labour?
Very left-wing. I would describe her as extremely left-wing in a way that makes it very similar to what happened in the 1970s in Britain with the Labour Party. It ended, by the way, in that with Britain having to go to the International Monetary Fund for a bailout. And that was very embarrassing for the entire country. And Labour didn't get a look in for quite a long while after that, once Margaret Thatcher had come in.
So those two, I don't think there's another one. There are members of the cabinet mentioned, but they're all associated with Mr. Starmer. So we have Burnham and Rayner are the choices. And the local election, now we turn to Lord Ashcroft, who's leading us on the opinion of the British people before these local elections, which sound to me like potholes and roofs, but it's going to make a big deal decision-making for Labour. The post that I like particularly is Lord Ashcroft's Kemi, referring to the leader of the Tories, I believe, Kemi Badenoch, duffing up the PM gladdens voters' hearts. This is in English. a language I don't speak. Gordon, Simon, I think that means that Kemi Badenoch is doing well with voters. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, the whole job, if you're in the leader of an opposition party, is to basically verbally slam in the face of the prime minister if they disagree with it. And I think that's the job. And that's been a big problem for a lot of Labour prime ministers, is that they're all leaders. They've been not possible for them to do it. Think about playing a game of soccer. The idea is that you welly the ball into the net. Well, it's the same in politics. You welly the ball into the net or straight into the face of the prime minister. That's the job.
What does duffing up mean? Meaning roughing up?
Yes, roughing up. It means basically punching them. And in this case, metaphorically, obviously we don't want actual violence the Houses of Parliament.
So she's duffing up the PM, meaning she speaks cleverly of the failures of Keir Starmer. I'm trying to translate it into my English. Okay.
There is no pretense in the Parliament of liking somebody who you don't like. So they don't do pretense. They're basically saying, you know, the one great quote, which I like to bring was, you know, so-and-so is a modest man with much to be modest about.
All right. Well, yes, that's Attlee after the war. Lord Ashcroft adds, the snag is they still don't like her party, meaning no matter how popular she is, the Tories are still regarded as untrustworthy. We have 30 seconds.
That may be true. It may take a little while. I don't think it will be as untrustworthy as the Labour Party has been, and it's only been in a couple of years. So, you know, maybe it'll change by 2029.
We are the night before the pothole vote, and we'll see whether the Prime Minister of Great Britain turns on potholes and roofs and a council flat. Simon Constable in the south of France. Andy Burnham is said to be the man, the rising power in Labour. We'll see. I'm John Batchelor.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.